are here at the 2019 Underground Collision. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, at the top of the hay here across the street from the White House. And look who I ran across, Linda White from Upward Credit Union, right?
Yes.
Congratulations on making it here.
Yes,
with the time change.
Exactly, and we're awake today.
I know.
Yeah.
We're both from the West Coast, and so it's a little challenging, yes. But we're doing it. So how are you, by the way?
I'm doing great. Yeah. I'm doing really good. Okay. Things are great, and you know, it's not snowing here, and like you said, we made it in one piece.
Mm-hmm. It was snowing on Friday, a lot.
Uh-huh. That's what I heard, yes.
There was a lot of it. Hey, but let's talk about the event here, the Underground Collision here today. What do you want to achieve here? What are you doing here, and then what do you want to achieve?
What am I doing here?
Put it bluntly.
Just nothing else to do on a Sunday morning. I really want to see, what are people doing to make changes on the way that they're serving their members today? Mm-hmm. Are they following their purpose and in doing so, keeping up with all the new technology, but not forgetting that not everybody is doing all that technology?
Right.
How do you reach those people?
What interests you in this event? Why are you coming here?
Because I've known for years, and she kind of throws things at the wall or pushes me out there to see it. But I really like that there's like unfiltered conversation that's really pointed to there's a purpose and a direction, and it's not the same old. It's really some different things and challenges you, and it's not the standard. It's not the status quo.
Yeah, that's right. Because it sounds like it's a no holds barred.
Yeah.
Very open, very candid conversation, not only with the speakers, but with the audience as well. Everyone's kind of participating.
Mm-hmm. And then you become, this is networking. Mm-hmm. Coming here is about, the importance of going to the Hill, but it's about the networking and making those relationships. Mm-hmm. And this is the first place to do that.
Yep, no doubt.
Yeah.
No
and then doubt. Those people are like, yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Is there anything specifically that you want to take away from this event this year, or just kind of soak it all in and then kind of digest it later?
Yeah, just kind of soak it all in. We're kind of like, last year, we kind of really defined our purpose for serving our members, and then looking at that landscape and just kind of like just being a sponge.
Yeah.
Just being a sponge to kind of see what is that nugget that I can take away.
Right.
That's all that I look for, is what are those nuggets?
How does this event affect you in your day-to-day operations at your credit union? I mean, I'm sure there's things that you discuss here that kind of sticks with you and stays in the back of your mind throughout your daily. Does it impact your kind of your daily routine, or is it just, okay, there's an issue that I need to address?
No, not really. It's just, it's just, I think for us, it's just having a bigger footprint and what are those things to reach the members and not lose them.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing something?
Yeah.
Right now it's a challenge of, are people borrowing from us, or are they going elsewhere?
Yeah.
So what are creative ways to lend to people. So yes, I would say that's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Last question, and I'll let you get back to the folks there. What are your goals here? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to take back to your credit?
That's the 64,000 question. Again.
Nuggets of information.
Well, just really, what is that next thing that people are looking for to succeed? Because our purpose is to change lives financially. And what can I bring to the table to do that?
All right.
That's a great message to end on. Linda, thank you so much
for hanging out with us
here for a few minutes on a Sunday morning. Appreciate the time.
Great. We'll see you around.
Have fun today, all right?
All right.